Moshe Rabbeinu gives a slightly personal rebuke to the Jewish people. He says, we've been together 40 years now, and you still haven't been granted by Hashem the heart to understand, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, till today. And all this time, you still don't get it, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people. So first of all, our sages took this pasuk and said, from here you learn that a student doesn't get it. He doesn't understand his Rebbe until 40 years pass. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's been 40 years and you still don't get it. Our sages understood it to mean, but now you will. In other words, you didn't get it for 40 years, but now you will. Adayom Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you didn't get it till today. Chazal inferred from that, but from today onward, you do get it. Chazal say, yes, it takes a student 40 years to understand what his Rebbe really wanted from him. That's what Chazal learned from this pasuk. Rav Chalap says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu stressing when he said, till today? The word Hayom Hazeh, this day, till today, are really a code. They're a code for a different time that Moshe Rabbeinu used these words, Hayom Hazeh, this day. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, Hayom Hazeh Niyeta Le'am. On this day you have become a nation dedicated to Hashem. And our sages say, why does Moshe use the words Hayom Hazeh, this day? Our sages say, when we look at Torah, we can get tired of Torah. We could look at Torah and say, I've learned it. I'm still going to learn it. I'm tired. Chazal say, look at Torah and get excited. B'chol yom yiyu v'einecha kechadashim. Look at the Torah every day as though it's your first day at Machon Meir. Every day we have to inspire ourselves to be excited as though today is day one. Today is the first day that Hashem gave me this tremendous gift that He's going to reveal to me, a code, a Torah that connects between heaven and earth. The sheer idea that God gives us a system, that God talks to man, that God says, here's how you should behave. Here's my secret code. Here's the Torah. It's very exciting. But it's exciting the first day. After a week, a month, a year, you get tired. Chazal said, no, every day, look at it as though today, you just discovered this idea that Hashem's giving you a system. Hayom Hazeh, that's why the pasuk says, today you became a nation. Every day you should view it as though it's today. I once taught a kid who was an orphan. His father had passed away when he was like 1 or 2 years old. And he had older siblings. Each one became a very impressive rabbi. And when I was teaching him, I was still single. And very often I'd eat Shabbos meals at their house. So his mother, the widow, she once told me that when her children reach high school, so she tells them, I'm going to send you to a high school where you'll learn a lot of secular studies and a little bit of Torah. And then the kids say, no, Ima, we want to learn more Torah. And she makes them fight over it. And she says, I'll think about it and we'll see. And then she finally gives in. And then they end high school. And she tells them, now go to the army. And they say, but we want to learn a little bit of Torah. And she says, nah, you learn Torah down the road. Now is not the time. Who says you need it right now? And the kids say, no, Ima, we want to learn. And she doesn't give in. And then they fight for it a little bit. And then she says, okay, why don't you go for a month or two, and then we'll analyze it again. Then maybe you'll enlist. She says, all this time, she goes into a room and she prays, let them fight me, let them fight me. But to them, she gives them a hard time. And every time they have to fight for another few months, another half a year, another year to be in yeshiva. She says, this way they appreciate it. They take advantage of the time. If I bring them up with the understanding, yeah, for sure you're going to yeshiva, that's the path. Your father was a big rabbi, your brothers are big rabbis, you have to go to yeshiva. Then they don't appreciate it. It's a given in their life. They have to grow up with the idea, who said I'm going to have this tomorrow? Who said I'm going to have it next year? So I create that system for them. I tell them, guys, let's send you off to high school where there are only 2 hours of Torah. Suddenly they're fighting for the Torah. Okay, we'll try a year here. She said every child she did the system with, and they met, every one of her children grew up to be a fine Talmud Chacham. Hayom Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we have to train ourselves to appreciate it like today I was given this gift. Today I'm allowed to learn Torah. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, so long as you don't reach that level of appreciating, today Hashem gave me that gift, so long as you can't have that feeling every day, you cannot really understand Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Until this day, you don't understand, you don't see it, you don't hear it. Says Rav Charlap, what do the words until this day mean? Until you could see every day as this day that I was granted Torah, until you can approach each day with that excitement, you won't get it. The only way to get Torah is to be so excited. That, says Rav Charlap, is why Moshe Rabbeinu uses the words Hayom Hazeh. But once you do reach that stage, when you could be so excited, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, then you will. Then you'll understand, then you'll hear, then you'll see. Then you can actually attain a wholeness of perception of Torah. Rav Charlap says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says the words, till this day, he was revealing to them, when you view it as this day, this gift, then you will be able to attain that wholeness of understanding.